we interrupt your regularly scheduled news report to bring you the adventures of the Hardly Boys. Brought to you by Ma's Single Serve White Wine Spritzers, Pa's Homemade Buffalo Chili, and one more of Ma's Single Serve White Wine Spritzers. Don't mind if I do. When we last left the Hardly Boys, they had been kidnapped, thrown into the back of a nondescript black sedan while searching for Dandy Walton, a reporter gone missing in Ladyfinger, the unusual capital of Mutant County, home to mutants, undead, and other creatures with vague backstories related to a nuclear meltdown at the county's core. Honing in on what appeared to be a government conspiracy, our stalwart heroes were headed to a formerly government facility in Ladyfinger, searching for proof that Dandy Walton was indeed still alive. Little did they know, though their overactive teenage imaginations were thinking about it, the worst was yet to come.
Oh, my head. Friends. Friends?
I'm over here, Joe. They knocked us out. Are your hands tied, too?
Behind my back, friends, yeah. Oh, do you know where they've taken us?
Well, after being pushed into that black sedan...
I knew that car was suspicious.
I got knocked on the head, just like you.
Jeez, friends, I think we're tied to a radiator. It's awfully warm.
You're right, Joe. And the last thing I need are sweat stains on this silk shirt. I should have stuck with the linen.
No use second-guessing now, friends. If only it weren't so dark in here, we could...
Joe, wait. A light. Over there. Shining under that door. And shadows.
Quick, pretend to be unconscious.
Come on, fly boy, get in here. The boss said to lock you up next to these two clowns.
Okay. No need to get... Ow! Holy shit!
Now stay put this time, or you'll know what's what for you!
Hey, you there. Who are you? And who was he?
How did he know we were clowns? We haven't put on a clown show in years.
You're right, Joe. And we never did a show in Clover... I mean, Mutant County.
I don't think he knew anything about you being clowns. He didn't. Aw, jeez, it's the confounded clown conundrum all over again, friends.
No, Joe, don't even suggest it. We swore to never have that much pie on our faces ever again.
Right, friends. Fellas, I don't want to interrupt this, whatever this awkward memory is, but, who are you? We're Joe and Franz Hardly, teenage detectives extraordinary. Don't you mean, extraordinaire? We're from Newport, pal. I don't know how you do things here, but there we speak English.
Come on now, Joe. We're all citizens of the world. Maybe if we all spoke each other's language a bit better, then we wouldn't find ourselves tied up in basements so often.
Ah, gosh, friends, you're right. So who are you, then? I'm Dandy Walton.
Dandy Walton? In Your Business hired us to find you when you missed your meeting.
In Your Business came through for me? Oh, that guy! Oh, if you can say anything about In Your Business is that he's always there for you and never crosses the line into your personal matters, you know?
But Dandy... How did you end up here? Why did you miss that meeting?
Well, friends, I'm an investigative traffic reporter for WLFC. Investigative traffic reporter? I don't think I've ever heard...
It's a burgeoning new field, okay? I also report on, regular traffic as well, when it's required. 6 times an hour on the ones.
But Dandy, Whitley and Tad said that you were dead. How did you end up here?
Well, do you want the whole story or the one edited for clarity and shortened for time? Since we're tied up together in a dark basement with no escape, let's go with long and convoluted. Okay. Well, a few months ago, from the vantage point of my traffic helicopter, I started noticing a growing number of black sedans running through the streets of Clover County. So as WLFC's lone investigative traffic reporter, I started to track their movements.
And that's when you set up your meeting with Inyer?
That's right. I started taking pictures of all the sedans going in and out of the nuclear facility. I started to think that they were planning something big. Meltdown big. The fiends. Then, during the meltdown, the hosts of WLFC...
Whitley Quickman and Tad Bilchner?
No, the old hosts. Bleckley Slowguy and Lot Felter. They stole my traffic helicopter and escaped. And then they got replaced by the two clowns who are running things now. Whitley and Tad are also clowns? All human beings are clowns. But only few have the courage to show it.
I guess so.
Oh, it's so. Anyway, I wasn't thrown off the story. I built my very own traffic ultralight and took to the skies again to see what had happened.
But Dandy, we were told you crashed your plane. How did you survive?
In this timeline? I was always meant to survive.
This timeline?
Well, sure. An infinite multiverse offers infinite possibility.
I don't understand.
Well, young Joe, some believe that time is straight like an arrow, only ever moving forward. Others believe that time's arrow has two heads and can move both forwards and backwards. Yet another concept posits that there is more than one arrow, and that every choice or moment along the web of history has an infinite number of alternate outcomes. In this timeline, I survived my attempt to fake my death. But in an alternate point of time, I might not have been so lucky. I could have died in a fiery death, or perhaps got severely injured only to be rebuilt as a super soldier in some life-sustaining mechano suit, just in time to save the county from a mysterious and rather nasty kaiju attack. But who's to say?
Well, I'm glad you didn't really die, Dandy.
Yeah, me too, Dandy.
That makes three of us, boys. I remember it, because it was just a short time ago.
I can't take it anymore. I wish I could just hop on the next flight out of this place.
Flying around in a flying thinger right now, you doofus.
Hey, yeah.
So that's it for traffic then, Dan.
Yeah, I'm in a... Hey, thanks, Ted. Thank you very much. Hey, see you boys later. I'm out of here.
Dandy, wait. Don't go past the barricade. You'll be... Shot down. Oh dear.
Maybe he's okay, and maybe he survived the... Nope, forget it.
I mean, what were those two thinking? I mean, how could they have heard the crash in the studio? Someone next to the crash recording it and sending it to them on my burning radio? It's ridiculous.
Wow, Danny. Why stage your own death?
The sedans caught on to me. One morning I woke up in bed and next to me was the keys to a black Ford Taurus.
Gasp!
I know. It was a clear message. I had to escape, so I recorded sound effects, pretended to crash live on air, and then landed the plane and tried to escape on foot. But I was captured at the border and now, well, here I am.
But Dandy... Does that mean we've been kidnapped by the border guards? Are they the ones driving all the black sedans?
I can't tell you who they are right now, friends. That would ruin dramatic tension. I'm saving that information for my exclusive interview with the... best hosts in Mutant County, Whitley Quickman and Tad Bilchner.
But Dandy, that doesn't tell us why Franz and I were captured. How did whoever they are know we even left our hometown of Newport?
Newport? I heard our captors talking about a mole they have.
Did they say if it's irregularly shaped? They should get it checked out. It's the safe thing to do.
No, Franz, a mole. An informant. In the city of Newport. Someone named, Joel.
Joel from Newport? Double gasp! That could only be one person.
The mysterious sound technician from In Your Business's talk show. He must have been listening in when we were hired.
He must have called Mr. Suspicious, that strange car rental salesman, who must have called his contact to get rid of us. What an intricate web of plot points.
It sure is. Guys, do you feel like the radiator we're tied to is getting, warmer?
It sure is, Dandy. Maybe the weather's taken a turn cooler.
And I didn't pack a sweater.
No, Hardleys, that's not it. They're gonna sweat us out. If we don't get untied, the radiator's gonna get hotter and hotter until we're uncomfortably warm and dehydrate ourselves to death.
I don't know if I'm gonna last, Franz. I haven't had my recommended 8 glasses of water per day. Ever. We've gotta get free.
Okay. I'm fading, Dandy. Tell our story. Well, tell yours because it's more interesting. But include our story when you tell it.
No one's delicious brain is melting away today!
Mayor Rika Mortis?
Dandy Walton, alive? What a treat.
What are you doing here?
I may be a zombie, but I'm also a politician and can predict the optics of this. No doubt poor defenseless mutants would take the blame for the Hardly boy's disappearance, and so I was forced to come and save you myself.
Holy bottle of sentient goo! Am I glad to hear that? Quick, cut through these knots. I've got an exclusive interview to do. That's when the mayor rescued us from the clutches of our black-suited, white-shirted captors.
That's quite the tale, Dandy. I, for one, am glad to have you back with us here at WLFC. Mayor Mortis, what became of Dandy's and our new friend's captors? Did you and your zombie horde detain them for further questioning?
Unfortunately, no. All their giant, spongy, tantalizing brains escaped.
Wow, Miss Mayor, that was a pungent one. It's got a real, brainy quality to it.
France? Joe? What are your plans now? Settling down for a quiet life? Perhaps in the quaint hamlet of Bendin' the Road? Now that we've found our man, our job is done, Whitley. It's back to Newport for us to expose Joel, the treacherous sound technician. In fact, our train leaves in just a few minutes. Let's go, Joe!
I call the windows...
Well, that's about all the time we have.
Whoa. Just stamp down on the brakes there for a second here. We're going to wrap this up without asking Stuttery McGee over here who the people in the suits were? I mean, come on. I've been waiting in suspense here.
What do you mean, Ted?
We've got these black sedans and people in suits crashing around and kidnapping people and messing around with the nuclear power plant before it melts down. I mean, come on, Dander. Was the whole nuclear meltdown that locked us in this town getting more insane by the hour? A huge elaborate government conspiracy or what?
That's, Dandy. And, put it in just one word, just a yes or a no, if the whole thing was a government conspiracy, the answer to that is definitely,
Wow, you're right, Tad. Look at all these sound effects. And with the answer that I'm sure everyone heard, we have to close this strange sort of crossover feeling chapter of the 6 o'clock news. I'm Whitley Quickman, signing off.
And I'm Tad Bilchner. Deal with it.
And I'm Dandy Walton, watching you day and night from the sky.
Yeah, thanks for that, creepo.
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County. FM.